I appreciate Brother Shepherd. I appreciate his friendship and Lord helping us and everything. Let me say this while you're finding your places in John chapter number 4. We do have a few pieces of literature with us from the print ministry there. Started back in 2001. We have a little prayer card that tells a little bit about that. Brother Farrell Shepherd, of course, started that ministry there in Vision Baptist Church. And Lord's kept it going, and we've been very blessed. We don't print as much maybe now as we used to. Well, I know we're not printing as much now as we used to. Even when I first went there, a lot of folks have went to the glossy paper and tracts and everything, and it does hold up a little better, and I understand that. Not fussing about that, but we've just stayed old traditional style. And so if you see anything back there on that table you like, or if you would like to get a list, catalog list, we'll get that together and get it sent to you. Or if you need some tracts, if you're a pastor and you need something personalized as far as the tracts go, just make sure you fill out your name and information and everything and how we can get it to you. See me after the service, however you need to, okay? And we'll take care of you on that part with the Lord's help, all right? Well, I guess it wasn't as big of a surprise, although I was hoping that the Holy Ghost missed it. But he did wake me this morning and She told me to get in the Word, and this is where he sent me. So this is where we're going to be tonight. John chapter number 4 tonight. Very familiar passage of Scripture. And we'll try not to take much time and let the rest of the service be pleasing unto the Lord as well. All right. Verse number 31 is where I want to pick up reading tonight. John 4:31. And of course, this is, like I said, a very familiar passage of Scripture. And I'll just bring a few simple thoughts and we'll get out of the way. He said, in the meanwhile, while his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Amen. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored and ye are entered into their labors. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Let's bow for a moment of prayer and then the message for this evening from myself. All right. Father, we do thank you for the blessings of God. We thank you for the opportunity to be in the house of God. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that your grace has been sufficient these many days. And Lord, not just in these last days in different trials, but Lord, down through these almost 39 years. Lord, I want to thank you that you've been faithful to me. Lord, I want to thank you that you've been so good, so gracious, so kind. And Lord, I thank you, dear God, for the opportunity tonight, Lord, to stand and proclaim thy word once again. I do pray, Lord, that you bless your word. I pray, dear God, that the thoughts that are given, Lord, would come from thee and, Lord, lay heavy in our hearts. And, Lord, may we be changed and, Lord, not just be stirred. Lord, may it do a work, Lord, that needs to be done in these last days. And, God, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all that you do. Lord, we give you glory for everything that might be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. And I'm not going to even deal with a little bit of the introduction that I normally would deal with, but let me just say, I guess by way of introduction up to our text, you know the story of how Jesus said he must needs go through Samaria. And you know that woman at the well, and you know he began to present the gospel to the woman at the well, and it was evident to me, at least according to the scriptures, that these disciples had to pass that woman on their way into town. And in doing so, of course, they did not declare the gospel. They did not share the gospel. And a lot of that in the sense of what Brother Shepherd already preached Sunday would kind of imply the reason why they wouldn't. But when the disciples came back, they had found that Jesus had spoken with a woman. And not a one of them dare had enough guts, amen, to rebuke him or say anything to him about that. And so in the process of this, they went into town now to get some food. And as we picked up reading in verse number 31, that's when the disciples have come back and they have said, "Now, Master, we want you to eat." And then verse number 34 technically is my main thought. Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." So I want to preach tonight on this thought, feasting on his will while finishing his work. Amen. Feasting on his will while finishing his work. I didn't know this tonight until Brother Shepherd mentioned it in the prayer room, but pastors resigning churches and churches possibly in the process of getting shut down. But I do have enough sense to know, although I'm not very well known in a lot of circles and know a lot of preachers, I know a lot of discouragement is going out in our day. And I know a lot of the people of God are discouraged, and thereby, when the people of God get discouraged, who else is going to be discouraged? Amen. The man of God has, and I say this, and I don't say it lightly, but the man of God has a great responsibility. Amen. Especially in our day. I'm not going to say it wasn't always like this to some degree, but it seems like in our day, the man of God not only has to find the mind of God to preach the word of God, the message that they need to hear, but he's kind of got to pump and prime, and I don't mean that in the wrong way, but it seems like he's got to pump and prime the people to even get them to a place that they can be halfway excited about hearing the word of God. Amen. We have become complacent, amen, pretty much stagnant, and we're becoming a little bit of stench about us as the people of God because we're really not trusting the Lord. We are so disheartened, so discouraged, and I'm not taking away from the fact of the real problems that cause that, but David encouraged himself in the Lord, amen, and I want to ask us the question tonight, why can't we encourage ourselves in the Lord? And one of the biggest things that seems to be mostly needing to be encouraged, and I didn't ask you, preacher, how long, but I'll try to be short. But I'm telling you tonight that one of the biggest things that discourages me and keeps me kind of down, I guess you would say, is the fact of visiting. When I do talk to people, and when I don't do a whole lot of door knocking per se, but my public job allows me to talk to a lot of people on a daily basis and witness to them and try to get them, and many of them have told me they're going to come to church. They've not showed up, but they've told me they're going to come. But nonetheless, in doing so, that is very discouraging for those that's trying to go out and sow win, as we call it. And so I want to preach tonight on that thought, feasting on his will while finishing his work. Let me just say real quickly before I get into three simple points that I have tonight, amen, that when we don't see the results, it's very discouraging. But we need to stay faithful. It doesn't matter if we see the results. It doesn't matter if we witness to a woman like in this case, and she goes back and tells a bunch of men that she's met the Messiah and introduces them to the Messiah, and they believe on the Messiah as well. Amen. And the whole city gets revived. A lot of people get saved. Amen. And everything is going great. That might happen and it might not happen, but that is not our purpose. Our purpose is to do the will of God and finish. Amen, the race. I just preached Brother Herbert Williamson's funeral about 4 weeks ago now. And I want to say thanks be unto God. He started out and he finished. Amen. He didn't lay aside the baton until he took his last breath. Amen. He didn't quit. He didn't give up on God. He still trusted God at the last just as well as he did at the first. Amen. Amen. He preached at our church. I don't know if that was the last church because I think he went out to Oklahoma. But he preached at our church probably about a month right before he passed, if that long. Amen. And he told our church, he said, if for some reason, he said, y'all got a meal playing this afternoon, and for some reason I fall over dead preaching this message. He said, you leave me late. You go on over and eat the meal, come back and make sure there's no pulse, and then call the ambulance. Amen. He was ready to go home. Ready to go home as Brother Herbert. Anybody knows Brother Herbert as Brother Herbert. Amen. But my point is he just kept feasting on the will of God, and he finished the work. And that's what we preachers need to do. That's what we, people of God, need to do. Now, let me give you a few simple thoughts here, and then I'm done. I see, first of all, the priorities in feasting on the will of God and finishing His work. In verses 31 through 34, there are some temporal priorities, and there are some eternal priorities. Amen. In verses number 31, there again, he said, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed to him, saying, Master, eat. We have to eat physical food. We don't have to necessarily eat as much as we do. Amen. You can tell by looking at me, I feast at the table quite often. Amen. But we don't probably have to eat as much as we do. We probably don't have to even eat daily. Amen. But the point is, we do have to have physical food. Amen. There are some priorities. Amen. But there's some things that ought to take place. Amen. In our priority list. Amen. That's above just eating some temporal food. But notice what Jesus said. He said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Amen. And I could go on about Moses and Elijah and Jesus, of course, all of them men showing recorded in the Word of God and how they had fasted for so long a period of time. We couldn't dare do that in our day, we don't think. Amen. But under the orders of God, we could do a lot more than what we think we can. But his disciples came and said one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. The Lord's priority was more on the eternal than it was the temporal. And I'm afraid many times we think that if we don't see the temporal things, and I'm getting into the witnessing part here because that's what we're going to close out with. But many times because we don't see the results in the temporal life, and because we can't count the numbers. Yeah. Amen. And we're not receiving all the material gain and the praise, the pats on the back and everything for being able to testify of so much good going on and so many good things happening. We get very discouraged. Yeah. And we began to want to lay back. I talked to a preacher not long ago. Amen. That was talking about possibly leaving his church. And he said, I just feel like I'm not doing them any good. I don't feel like they're getting anything. I don't feel like they're moving forward any. And I said, brother, that's about every preacher I've talked to. At one point in time or the other, we just need to learn to be faithful and keep on marching, towards Zion. God is not going to reward me necessarily according to what all the good things are that are being done. He said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And if you can't be faithful to preach the Word of God when you're not seeing results, then I doubt you've probably ever really been called. Amen. But that's just me and Brother Herbert. We just talk like that. All right. They said I was a chip and he was the block. Well, the block has passed, so the chip's got to grow. Amen. The chip's becoming a block. Amen. I'm not saying I'm big enough to fill his shoes, but I'm going to try to fill it as much as I can. Amen. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. But the priorities. Too many times we got our priorities set on the things of this life. Even in the spiritual realm, we're more worried about results here than just being faithful to God to finish his work. I've said it before and I say it again. When they put my body in a casket, my family comes by. They might not like what all I've preached. They might not like what all I've stood for. They might not like the way I correct them even after they moved out of my home. Amen. When it comes to spiritual things. But the truth of the matter is, I want them to be able to say, Daddy started right and finished right. Amen. The greatest testimony I could possibly ever have is that my family knows that I love them by telling them the truth. And I love God and stay faithful to Him. We need to look more to the eternal than the temporal. Let me move right on. I looked at the procrastination in this text. Oh, so many times Jesus, He not only, can I say, reproves the disciples about their priority, but He reproves the disciples about their procrastination. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 35. He said, say not ye. In other words, I know this is what you're thinking and what you're going to say. So let me just go ahead and start out by telling you, don't say this. All right? You'd be amazed sometimes at how you can just have some intuition about what somebody's going to say or do before they say or do it, before they're even approached with the situation, and you can kind of nip some things in the bud, as they call it. Amen, just to begin with. But here's what Jesus said. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Folks, we're not here tonight because we've got a lifetime still to live. We might, and we might not. I heard that a preacher said just the other night, said, I don't know why these preachers keep saying that Jesus may come tonight. Well, I know why he said that. I'll deal with that when I get home. Amen. But what I'm telling you is that Jesus may come tonight. Amen. He may come before I finish. Amen. But the point is we need to already be feasting on his will and be determined to finish his work. Amen. We can't be slothful. Notice what he said. He said, say not ye there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Well, I'll just wait an extra time. You know, you think it's a mistake that Jesus said 4 months? It's not. Most corn, wheat, beans, all that, when it's planted, it'll take 90 to 120 days for it to mature like it ought to mature before you take it out of the field. When Jesus says, say not yet there are 4 months, he wasn't just filling up his word, the Bible, with his words. He had a meaning to that. He said, you don't need to wait until you think it's time. He said, you need to get busy now because now is the time. And I'm pretty sure he follows that up in 2 Corinthians. Amen. But notice here, he said, I don't want you to procrastinate. Don't say there's still 4 months for you to be able to get the work done, because there might not be 4 months. Amen. There might not be 4 weeks. And there might not be 4 days. And there could not be 4 hours. Don't procrastinate. Do what God has told you to do when he told you to do it. And in doing so, you are feasting on his will and finishing his work. Amen. And now we see secondly in verse number 35, the sight. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. What do you see tonight? What are you seeing tonight? And I know I've called it picking them green and this and that and the other when people want to go out and do this 1, 2, 3, repeat after me stuff. And I don't even want to get off on that. If you believe in that kind of religion and that kind of salvation, that kind of soul winning, then you're probably in the wrong place. If what I know about Brother Shepherd. Amen. I'm not saying somebody can't get saved that quick if God's already dealing with them, but I'm saying you probably ain't going to get them under conviction just by telling them the gospel that quick. Amen. There already had to be some work going on. But he said, lift up your eyes. The fields are already white unto harvest. I want to say this. I've heard it all my life. I'm not trying to rebuke other people that have said this. They said we're just living in the days of gleaning. This Bible says that the fields are plenty in Matthew 9 that he preached from on Sunday. And he said they're white already unto harvest here in John chapter number 4. So there's plenty of people out there that still can and could be saved if we would get the gospel to them. There's still a lot of reaping that can be done. Amen. But we gotta lift up our eyes. We've gotta see the sinner in their sin. We've gotta see that the gospel is capable of bringing them up out of the muck and the mire like it did us. Amen. In Psalm 40, when I waited patiently upon the Lord and he inclined unto me and heard my cry, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And if he did that for me, he can do that for anybody. Amen. Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners. And you can disagree with this all you want to. It doesn't really matter to me. Amen. But I'll tell you what I believe God showed me about Paul. One of the reasons why Paul said I'm the chief of sinners is not just because he persecuted the church, not just because he consented to murder of God's people, but because he was lost and deceived in religion. From the age of 5 to the age of 14, I was lost and deceived in religion. I didn't even know it. My eyes were blinded, and I could not see afar off. I'm telling you, the devil had the wool pulled over my eyes. I thought I was going to heaven if anybody was. But buddy, that Wednesday night on September 8th, 1985, when the Holy Ghost pulled back the blinders,
amen,
that made the difference.
Amen.
Amen, it made the difference. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields. What do you see? Jesus said, I see that they're white already to harvest.
Amen.
Laborers, we don't have time to delay. I'm not saying that it's not right for you to be on deputation. I'm not saying that you got to go in God's time. I'm not up here trying to tell you that you got to drop everything and go today. But I'm telling you, if you're going to do the will of God, you got to do what He's leading you to do today. You can't wait till tomorrow to start the will of God. You can't wait till next week to start the will of God. Next month, next year. Amen. We don't know how long we got. Amen. So get busy doing the will of God. And then I want to say in verses 36 through 38, I see the prophet that Jesus said would be to those that would feast on the will of God and finish His work. In verses 36 through 38, He said, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored and ye are entered into their labors. The prophet, amen, of feasting on His will and finishing His work. Number one is reaping. Notice, I want you to understand, He didn't say, and he that reapeth sows. Or he that reapeth receiveth sows. That ain't what He said. He said He receives wages. That's compensation for the labor that is being done. Do you believe we're going to get rewards in heaven?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And it's a reward to labor faithfully. And we could go to parables and that's taught in the Scriptures and how God rewarded, amen, those men that He gave talents to and so forth and so on. I'm not taking time to do that tonight. But He said, not only will we reap, he that reapeth receive wages, but he gathereth fruit unto life eternal. Those stars that'll shine in the firmament forever. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, he said there's a profit in doing the will of God and finishing the work. Just making sure that when I say feasting, that is what nourishes you. That is what gives you strength. That is what gives you the ability to continue to go forward. So when you know that you're doing the will of God and you're determined to finish His work, he said there's going to be some rewards.
Amen.
The prophet of reaping. And then he said, the prophet of rejoicing.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to hang my head low and be ashamed when I stand before my Heavenly
Amen.
Father. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm far from that. I know there's going to be things that I'm going to wish that I didn't have to give account of. I understand all of that to some degree. But what I'm telling you is tonight is I don't want to have to stand there with my head bowed because I didn't do the will of God and finish His work. Amen. I might have the faults and failures in my life. I might have to do a lot more repenting every day than you do. Amen. To stay on the right terms. But when I stand before Him, I don't want Him to say, you quit. So all your rewards are going to burn up. I don't want Him to say, I had to put you on the shelf.
Right.
So you don't get any rewards for what you've done. Oh no. I don't want to hide that talent, if I can just say it that way. And Him say, thou wicked and slothful servant.
Right.
What are you saying, preacher? I want to be able to rejoice. I want to be able to rejoice. I'd love to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
That's what I want to hear.
Amen.
That's what I want to hear. Let me just give you these few verses of Scripture and I'm done. 1 Corinthians 3:4-9, he said, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? He said, for who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
Amen.
See, it doesn't matter if I preach and one soul gets saved, or if I preach and 100,000 souls get saved. It looks better to men's eyes and makes me feel better if I had 100,000. But what did God say about one? It's of more value than to gain the whole world. More value. Amen. Not that I'm not trying to win more than one. But if God gives me one, and I stay faithful to finish His work, my rewards will be right with the Lord. Amen. May God help us to be faithful and fervent, to feast on His will and to finish His work that He hath given us to do. God bless you. Thank you, preacher.